They look a lot weirder than us, said Annie.
No kidding, said Jack.
Hello, the passenger shouted. The person's voice was muffled behind the white mask.
Do you need help?
Yes, Annie shouted back. Can you take us to the Grand Lady of the Lagoon?
Yes, of course. She is back that way,
answered the masked passenger.
Come.
Great, said Annie.
She grabbed Jack's hand and pulled him over to the gondola. The gondola rocked a bit as she and Jack climbed aboard and took seats between the gondolier and the passenger. The gondolier pushed the gondola away from the landing. His long oar made soft splashes in the water as the boat moved up the canal. Jack cleared his throat.
Excuse me, he said. Why are you wearing bird masks?
For carnival, of course, said the passenger. That is why you are wearing clown costumes, no?
Oh, yeah, sure, said Jack.
As the gondola slid through the canal, Jack snuck their research book out of his backpack.
Oh, boy, a carnival, Annie whispered to Jack. I hope it has a roller coaster.
I don't think they had roller coasters 260 years ago, whispered Jack.
Jack looked up carnival in the index. He found the page, then he and Annie silently read together. For many centuries, carnival has been the most famous yearly festival of Venice. For carnival, people disguise themselves as anything they want to be. Rich, poor, male, female, young and old, all are equal during carnival.
Look, that's us, whispered Annie.
She pointed to a picture of a colorful costume with a white ruffled collar and red slippers with bows.
Yeah, and that's them, whispered Jack.
He pointed to a picture of a person dressed in a black cloak and a white mask with a bird's beak. Jack closed the book and put it away. The gondola people didn't seem so weird anymore, but he still wondered why a grand lady was in terrible danger at carnival. As the boat glided around a bend, Jack caught his breath. He saw dozens of gondolas rocking on the choppy waters of a wide open canal. They were all decorated with ribbons and flowers. Candlelight from their lanterns danced on the dark rippling water.
Look, that must be carnival over there, said Annie, pointing.
In the distance, thousands of candles twinkled along the shoreline. Sounds of laughter, clapping, and shouting floated over the water.
Hold on tightly, said the masked person in the front of the gondola. The tide is high tonight.
As their gondola joined the fleet of boats heading toward carnival, the wind picked up. The waves grew taller. Jack and Annie held onto the sides of the boat. Jack heard a faint rumble of faraway thunder. He saw a zigzag flash of lightning in the distant sky.
Is a storm coming? He wondered nervously. Is the storm part of the disaster that's going to happen to the Grand Lady of the Lagoon?
This is going to be fun, isn't it? Said Annie cheerfully.
Sure, said Jack.
He tried to shake off his worries as the wind and tide helped push the gondola toward the twinkling candles of carnival.